小孩说，妇人，我正在祈求上帝给我一双鞋子。
The boy said, "Ma'am, I was praying that God would bless me with a pair of shoes."
这个妇人就把孩子带进店里，为他洗脚，然后为他穿上干新的袜子和鞋子。
Then the lady took the boy into the shop, cleaned his feet, put a new pair of socks and the shoes.
这时小孩非常好奇地问了一个问题，说：“妇人，你是上帝的妻子吗？”
And the boy was very curious and asked the lady, "Were you the wife of God?"
因为小孩觉得这个人一定跟上帝有亲密的关系。
Because the boy then thought, the lady must have a very close relationship with God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们是上帝的儿女，是耶稣的心腹，我们是从圣灵里生的。
Dear brothers and sisters, we are children of God and the bride of Christ. We are born in the Holy Spirit.
因为我们是从神生的，所以我们的生命中就会有上帝的性情，就好像当年人们指着跟随耶稣的人说他们是基督徒一样。
Because we are born in the Spirit, so naturally we will have the character of God. So as those people who follow Jesus and live a style according to their belief were called Christians.
今天我们就来讲一个论理的主题，讲讲耶稣是怎么面对爱和恨的。
Today we're going to talk about a moral issue that Jesus explained in the love and hate.
我们今天要来读一段的经文，应用经文，我们一起来。
Today we're going to
中英文一起来。
Examine the passage on Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 to 47. Chinese and English we read together.
我们一起来。你们听见有话说，当爱你们的邻舍，恨你们的仇敌。只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告，这样就可以做你们天父的儿子，因为他叫日头照好人也照歹人，降雨给义人也给不义的人。你们若是单爱那爱你们的人，又有什么赏赐呢？就是税吏也不是这样行的吗？你们若单请你弟兄的安，比人有什么长处呢？就是外邦人不也是这样行的吗？盼望大家借着这段经文能够记得耶稣的教导。
Hope you remember Jesus' teaching through this script.
有人说这段经文是登山宝训的中心部分，它最为深刻的讲述了基督教的论理人与人之间的关系。
There are some people said this passage was the center of the Beatitude because it explained the center of Christian moral regard human relationship.
所以在这个世界上，即使不信上帝的人，不信耶稣的人，他们也知道耶稣曾经讲过一个话，要爱你们的仇敌。
In this world, even the non-believers know Jesus once said, we should love our enemies.
所以我今天还是一样，先照着经文字面上的意思跟大家做些解释，然后再分享生活的应用。
As usual, I'll interpret the script first, then we will talk about application in our life.
耶稣第一句话说，你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。
Jesus said, you have heard that was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌，这个话虽然不是旧约圣经直接的经文，但是在旧约的历史中，以色列人对待自己人和外人的态度是明显不同的。
Even though this was not a direct teaching through the Old Testament, but we can see through the Old Testament history that Israelites would treat fellow brothers and the Gentiles very differently.
在耶稣之前，以色列人的眼里面，地球上只有两种人，就是犹太人和非犹太人。
Before Jesus Christ, in the eye of a Jew,There's only two different kind of people, Jews or Gentiles.
只有两种人，一种是上帝的选民，一种是不是上帝的选民。
Only two types, the chosen by God or not.
当耶稣受洗、埋葬、复活之后，一个由犹太人和非犹太人共同组成的新的群体就诞生了。
After Jesus died, buried, and resurrected, a new group of people, combined with Jews and Gentiles become the reality.
这个新的族群就是我们今天的教会。
This new group of people is called a church.
所以耶稣常常来告诉他的追随者说，你们听见有话说，只是我告诉你们。
So that's why we often heard that Jesus said to his followers, it was said, but I tell you this.
耶稣的意思是说，你们过去的传统和习惯并不完全，是需要改变的。在新约的历史中，耶稣已经讲明了这一点。
Jesus said, the old tradition and custom was not complete to explain the spirit of the laws. So Jesus explained in his life during his time.
在好撒玛利亚人的比喻中，耶稣已经明明地告诉我们，一个人爱邻舍，这个邻舍就是你可以去帮助的任何人，不管他是犹太人还是外族人。
In the parable of Good Samaritan, Jesus explained who the neighbor is. That person is the one that you can help. Doesn't matter he is your fellow brother or a Gentile.
耶稣说，只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的人祷告。
And Jesus said, but I say to you, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you.
这里的仇敌不是指撒旦，不是指恶者，而是指那些定义与我们作对的人。
Here, the person who persecute you is not Satan, but those who are doing things against us.
为了那逼迫你们的祷告，是特指门徒面对宗教迫害的态度。
He said, pray for those who persecute you.It's talking about the attitude when believers are facing the persecution.
耶稣告诉他的追随者不是要消极的不对抗，而要从消极的不对抗进入到积极的主动的爱。
Jesus told his follower they should come out of passive not against the prosecutor but into aActive love towards them.
耶稣要求他的追随者不仅去爱那些逼迫你们的，还要为他们的灵魂和生命来祷告。
Jesus asked his follower not only love these prosecutors, but also pray for them about their soul and eternal life.
我们在圣经中可以看到同样一个平行的经文，我们一起来读。只是我告诉你们，这听到的人，你们的仇敌要爱他，恨你们的要待他好，咒诅你们的要为他祝福，凌辱你们的要为他祷告。耶稣说，这样就可以做你们天父的儿子。
Jesus said, so that you may be called,
这样就可以做你们天父的儿子。这话表明，去爱那些逼迫我们的人，并为他们祷告，是神的儿女生命中一个重要的标志。
So that's why it's a symbol that we're called the children of God is because we can pray for those who persecute us and mistreat us.
因为我们的上帝就是爱那些背逆抵挡他的人。天父差遣他的爱子耶稣来到这个世上，不是为了定世人的罪，而是要叫世人因他得救。
Our Heavenly Father loved those who were against him. He sent his only son to this world, as John 3:17 said, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
虽然耶稣从到世上的第一天起，他就受到世人的抵挡，但他仍然爱他们，甘愿为他们去预尝死的滋味。
Though the first day Jesus started to preach, he faced the resentment from his people, but he still loved them and loved them to the degree that he died for them on the cross.
耶稣说，日头照好人也照歹人，降雨给义人也给不义的人，这是上帝普世的大爱。
Jesus said, God calls his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and unrighteous. This is God's general love towards the whole world.
我们的上帝没有因为我们的罪来待我们，他继续存留我们的性命，盼望我们一个个在有生之年能够有机会来认识他。
Our God didn't treat us according to our sin, but with love and hope during all the life on earth, so we can know him.
什么是好人、义人？什么是歹人和不义的人呢？
So what kind of people are called good and righteous? What are not?
我们常常觉得自己是好人、是义人，而那些品行比我们糟的，那就是歹人和不义的人了。
We often consider ourselves a good and righteous. Those who are not as good as ourselves will be called the evil and unrighteous.
但是在耶稣看来，我们只不过就像圣经中所说的那些正好抓到了一个比我们似乎品行更糟的那个行淫的女人来到上帝面前求神一样。
But Jesus told us we are just as those people who caught the woman committed adultery and took her to get judged.
当我们跟上帝说他很糟，他应该去死，但是在上帝的眼里是说谁没有犯过罪呢？
When we took somebody to God and said judge him or her, he or she deserved to die, and the God asked who doesn't have sin?
在这样圣经故事里，我看到耶稣有一个动作，他不是站着审判人谁是没有犯过罪的，而是蹲下身体，弯下腰，两度在地上写字。
During that story, and I noticed that Jesus was not standing high and judge, but he was bent and draw on the ground.
他的眼睛不是看着人们，而是让人们一个一个扔下手中的石头离开了。
He didn't look at them eye to eye, but his action caused them to drop.The stone and those people left.
在这个细节中，我看到耶稣的温柔和怜悯，看到耶稣给我们每个人悔改的机会和赦罪的恩典。
In this detail, and I saw the gentle and mercy of Jesus Christ. He gave us every one of us the chance to repent.
大家还记得耶稣说的一千万两和十两银子的比喻吗？
Do you still remember the parable of the 10 million silver and the 10 silver.
耶稣在这里不是说一个忘恩和贪心的问题，而是说一个自义的问题。
Jesus was not talking about ungrateful and greedy, but he was talking about the self-righteousness.
耶稣在说一个赦免了一千万两的人，却把他欠了他十两银子的人下在监里，那是个自义的问题。
The story was talking about a guy who was forgiven of 10 million silver coins, but sent his, the other one who owes him 10 silver coins to the prison.
因为那个人只看到别人欠他的债，他却没有看到自己欠了上帝的债。
That person only saw, the debt the other person owed him, but he didn't.See, he owes God that much.
我们在这里四十六节和四十七节的经文中，请大家注意到，耶稣在这里说的爱，不是彼此人间的 love， 而是 agape 的圣爱。
And in verse 46 and 47, the love Jesus talked about was not the love that we human normally mention, but it was agape love.
耶稣说的这种爱心不是我们天然的对人友好的感情，而是一种不能克制的、不能征服的从神来的善意。无论别人对他怎样，他都愿意善待别人。
This agape love is not come out of natural personality towards somebody friendly, but undeniable, unresistible calling from God to be kind towards the people around you.
来自世界的爱是狭隘的，即使那些令我们讨厌的人也和我们一样会喜欢他们自己的朋友。
The worldly love is narrow, just like those people we dislike, they also love the people who are the same kind of them.
耶稣在问，如果他的跟随者也是一样，那么他怎么能胜过令自己讨厌的人呢？
Jesus was asking, if you guys, the follower, onlydo the things as the world standard, how can you overcome this world?
同样，今天如果我们在教会里只是请弟子弟兄的安，那么我们跟外邦人又有什么不同呢？
If we only greet to our brothers in church, what difference we are from the Gentile?
今天我们要来讲说生活的应用，我们会讲三个问题。第一个，要原谅我们的父母。
Now we are into our application. The first, we're going to talk about to forgive our parents.
下个礼拜是什么节？
What is the next Sunday?
母亲节，父亲节是什么日子？六月十五号。
So Father's Day is June 15th.
所以上帝很恩待我们，让我们地上有两个纪念我们父母的节日。
So we're really blessed. So we have two days that we can
remember. 所以今天在应用上，我盼望能够有感动来讲这个原谅我们父母的话题。
So I hope we're all moved when we talk about this topic to forgive our parents.
不可否认，在这个世界上，许多的人与父母的感情是破损的。
It's undeniable that a lot of people have a broken relationship with their parents.
许多人心中对父母的评价是负面的。至少当我们提到原生家庭的时候，我们会认定自己生命许多中的欠缺和遗憾都是由父母造成的。
Many of us have negative feeling towards our parents when we talk about our family, the surrounding we grow up. We often consider the missing and hurt were caused by our parents.
师母提到她母亲的时候，她会讲到妈妈重男轻女，有偏爱。我们上做工作的时候，钱都要交给妈妈，但是哥哥和弟弟他们赚的钱从来不要交给妈妈。OK， 有偏爱。
When pastor's wife mentioned her mother, she would say her mother were mistreating the siblings, favor boys over girls, and for girls, all their salary needs to all hand it to the parents, but the boys didn't have to.
我会想到我父亲呢也有些负面的东西，比如说我有爱好，爱好船舶航模，但是我的父亲走过南京路那最有名的这条线从来不给我买。想到这个我就觉得，哎呀，爸爸为什么不给我买？
When I think about my father, I always has a regret that why he would never buy me the model of plane or the ship which I love the most as my hobby.
我想到我的大儿子，他会想到我什么呢？
When I think of my oldest son, what he would think of me.
他如果我想到这个父亲有一些负面的东西，他会想到我曾经用皮带抽过他。
When I think if he would think of something negative about me, then he would consider I wiped him with my belt.
他会想到父亲有一次欺骗他说你睡着了我就不出去，结果我当他睡着了我就出去了，他半夜起来只能爬在窗台上，差一点从楼上要掉下来。
And he probably would think I told a lie to him that if he slept, then I would stay with him. But I left, and in the middle of the night, he woke up and was trying to climb on a window to see, wait for me to see if I'm coming.
我的孩子还会想到我，他在青少年时期，我作为父亲没有好好的陪伴他，以致他常常活在一个绿寡中，觉得父亲非常的严厉。
He probably would think I'm very restricted, I'm not give him enough time to keep him company, and he would consider himself living under the law, not any grace.
我知道有人从小生出来就被送给别人，以致他心里到现在还没办法接纳他的父母，他觉得被遗弃了。
I know someone who was sent to relatives when he or she was born, and he could not get off this shadow up till now.
我也知道有很多的人觉得他的读书是为父母来读的，父母每一天的逼到他，甚至人格都受损。
And I know a lot of kids would consider they study only for their parents, and the parents were so hard on their study and they feel their personality were twisted.
我不知道在座的小孩子们，你们有没有对父母有这样的感觉呢？
I don't know about you, young people. Do you have this kind of feeling towards your parents?
有人因为家庭的财产分配不均，觉得父母欺人太甚。
Some people would think their parents were so unfair when they deal with the properties.
有人因为恋爱、婚姻、工作选择被父母拒绝，以致心里一直怀恨。
There are some people hold the grudge towards their parents because on their job, choosing the job or the spouse.
我认识一个人，他曾经跟我讲过一个悲惨的故事。他的孩子在高中的时候交了朋友，然后父母告诉他，你随便什么不能十二点以后回来。但是那天他的女儿说，爸爸，我一定今天一定会十二点钟回来。但是他的爸爸拒绝，你知道吗？他就把他的铺盖被子放在了门外。结果这个孩子，你知道十二点钟回来以后，等他父母第二天出来的时候，他的铺盖已经不见了。我碰到他父母的时候，那是在洛杉矶，这个孩子已经三年没有到回家了。
There was a tragedy happened to my friends in LA, and they have a young daughter who were dating in high school, and the father told the daughter, you had to be home before 12 o'clock. But one night, the daughter told the dad, I couldn't be home before 12 today. And the dad said, if you would not be home by 12, then your stuff will be thrown away. And when the daughter came home after 12, she saw her quilt and personal belongings were set outside the door. And the next day, when the parents opened the door, they didn't see anything in front of the door, and neither their daughter. And when they told the pastor this story, the girl hadn't come home for 3 years.
大家知道那个流行歌曲这个天王那个 Michael Jackson 吗？他小时候有一个很大的鼻子，但是一直被爸爸骂，骂到最后他每一次整容都要把他的鼻子削掉一点，削掉一点，最后编了一个非常小的尖鼻子。
Do you know Michael Jackson? He used to have a very wide nose, but because of that, his father always teasing on him. So every time he do the cosmetic plastic surgery, he will do something on his nose and make the nose narrower until his nose is very pointy.
我告诉大家一个数字，美国监狱里85%的男囚犯是没有父亲的，或者是不承认自己有父亲的。
There is data showing in the prison, 85% of the male prisoner deny they have father, or they consider they never have fathers.
我的问题是，如果我们的成长过程中经历过类似的伤害，我们能原谅我们的父母并且去爱他们吗？
My question is, during our growing up, if we were hurt by our parents, do we have the courage to forgive them?
我信主的时候，我跟神说，神啊，你说要爱人如己，这个目标太大了，就让我从爱我的太太开始吧。如果我不能爱我的太太如别人 如自己的话，叫我去爱别人如自己，我一定连自己都不相信。
When I was become a Christian and I pray to God to love people as myself is too hard, and let me start to love my wife as myself. If I could not love her as myself, and I could not believe I would love someone else as myself.
如果今天上帝说，耶稣说要我们爱我们的仇敌，如果我们连原谅父母的伤害亏欠都做不到，我们怎么能会去原谅我们的仇敌呢？
God said we need to love our enemies. If we cannot even love our parents who may hurt us, so how can we say we would love our enemies?
今天我们应该明白，从我们父母而来的怨恨、伤痛，甚至咒诅，不是什么新鲜的事。它说到底是我们破碎的世界的一部分。
So today we should realize, it's nothing new, that we experience, hate, hurt from our parents, because this is just a part of this broken world.
这种怨恨会一代一代的传下去，直到我们被上帝的宽恕、怜悯充满，能够真正的原谅我们父母为止。这个咒诅就停止了。
The curse of hate and hurt will stop when we could really forgive our parents because our heart is full of God's mercy and forgiveness.
今天我们需要把最终的审判我们父母亲的权柄交还给神。
The most important thing we need to do is give the ultimate judge to God. That we hold against our mother and father.
这位 Brian Jackson， 他在十一岁大的时候，他的父亲为了逃避父亲的责任，就在他的身上注射了艾滋病的毒素。但是在1992年的事情成为世界的新闻热点，但是他今天还仍然活着，所以他说他原谅他的父亲。
This is a very big news in 1992 when Brian Jackson was 11 months old. His father ejected the blood with AIDS to him. Nowadays, he said because of God's love, he would not consider him as a victim and fully forgive his father.
我们一方面不能对父母曾经对我们的伤害耿耿于怀，另一方面我们要看到父母的他们生命中的局限，我们不能把生命中最深的满足不合理的放在他们的身上。
We should not only hold grudge to our brothers, parents, but also we should stop putting our expectation on our parents, knowing that they also have limitations.
因为我们生命中最深的满足只从上帝来。
Because our deepest satisfaction is coming from God.
今天需要指出的是，即使我们今天父母可能已经离世，但是他们常常还活跃在我们的记忆中，所以我们仍然可以选择原谅已经过世的父母。
Even though our parents may already passed away, but we still can choose to forgive them because a lot of time we still hate them in our memory.
上帝要我们孝敬我们的父母，去爱我们父母是没有前提的，就像耶稣要我们去爱我们的仇敌是没有前提的。
There is no precondition when God says love your parents, respect your parents, as Jesus said love your enemies. There is no precondition.
我认识一位赵保罗牧师，他曾经在家里跟太太的关系、儿子的关系非常的僵。
I know a pastor called Paul Gao. He had a very difficult relationship with his wife and the children.
他信主以后生命改变，在后来奉献传道成为牧师。
Later he became a Christian and became a pastor as well.
孩子跟他在一个教会中，孩子在 Youth 的团契里面，那天受洗的时候，他跟Youth Pastor 提出个问题，能不能让这个孩子我为他施洗。
And he was serving in a church, and his son was also very actively involved in the youth group. And when his son was about to baptize, and he asked the youth pastor if he could perform the ceremony for his son.
他说本来我只要提两个问题，第一你认不认自己是个罪人需要被拯救，第二你接受不接受耶稣是你的救主，但是我提了第三个问题。
Normally, pastor would ask two questions. Would you consider yourself a sinner? And the second question is, do you need a salvation from God? But Pastor Zhao asked a third question.
他第三个问题说，孩子，你爱不爱你的爸爸？
The third question he asked his son is, son, do you love your father?
这个孩子说 yes. 所以在受洗池里他就跟孩子拥抱。
And the son said yes, and they were hugged in the baptism.
那一年，孩子在高中的最后一年， 暑期的时候，他跟爸爸讲，今天是我的生日，愿意你能够来跟妈妈一起来出席。
The last year of his son in high school, and he told his dad, and this is my birthday. Would you please come to church to join the ceremony?
这个孩子整个暑假打工赚了不少钱，就要布置一个非常好的 party。
So the boy worked very hard during the summer and earned a lot of money trying to have a great party.
你知道那天爸爸妈妈穿的非常的整齐，正式的出席这个 party 的时候，突然感到世界全部变了。
When the parents dressed formal and walking to this party, and they felt the whole world changed.
因为这个孩子的生日是爸爸妈妈同一天的结婚纪念日，大家想到什么吗？他为爸爸妈妈结婚纪念日来举行一个 surprise party.
So because the child's birthday is also the parents' anniversary, the son used this opportunity to actually is to celebrate the parents' anniversary.
弟兄姐妹明白吗？我今天讲的第一个问题是什么？如果爱的话，我们要原谅我们什么？我们的父母。
The first thing.
如果他曾经伤害你。
First thing I said, we should first forgive our parents.Even though they hurt us first.
第二个生活的应用，我们要饶恕我们的对头。
The second application, we said we need to forgive our enemies.
你如果看过新闻，最近在四月二十五号的上午，在康州 ，Jonathan Lawyer High School 有一个女生，她十六岁就被另一个男生，因为她没有办法拒绝出席她的舞会，就被刺杀了。
So you should know this through the news, the media. In Connecticut, Johnson Law High School, there was a 16-year-old girl was stabbed to death by another boy because she refused to go to the prom with him.
因为时间的缘故，我没办法再举其他的例子。
Because of the time, so I'm not going to mention other stories.
耶稣说要爱你们的仇敌。我们知道，当我们受到伤害的时候。总觉得伤害我们的人应该对自己做点什么，或者道歉，或者补偿。
When we feel hurt, we always think the person who hurt us should do something, at least apologize.
但是耶稣说要爱你们仇敌的时候，就是让我们不做债权人。如果这个人是在我们的感情上欠了债的话，那么我们今天要在他的这份回报上，我们是说我们贴上一个负。这个欠款已经付清的这样一个标签，不再去寻常回报。
And when we think about somebody hurting us, we should not hold grudge towards him as he owes us, but as we towards say all the debt paid.
上帝说，他赦免我们的罪孽，不再纪念我们的罪恶，并不是说我们的过犯不见了。而是指上帝拒绝用我们以往的过犯来惩罚我们。
When God says in Jeremiah 31:34 says, "For I forgive their wickedness and will not remember their sins no more," and it's not mean our sin doesn't exist anymore, but He will not hold our sins against us.
耶稣在十字架上对着那些伤害他的人。他跟天父的祷告是说父啊他不是对父说谴责他们杀死他们而是说赦免他们
When Jesus Christ was on the cross he prayed to the Heavenly Father not saying condemn them and kill them but saying forgive them
如果你要打倒你的仇敌你做出了就要与仇敌的预期完全相反的举动
If you want to defeat your enemiesYou should do something totally out of their expectation.
如果有人故意要损害你、贬低你，你的仇敌预期你会报复或逃跑，但是你却射出善意，这会就瓦解他对你的敌视。
If your enemies deliberately hurt you and mistreat you, and then he would expect you would take revenge, but if you instead love him and be kind to him.Then that will take all the reasons he should do more against you.
如果你的同事得到了你心里也想要的晋升的机会，在那个时候你感到有妒忌和郁闷，你的同事其实也感到你是他的竞争对手。 但是你反其道行之，你不仅告诉他的感受，还去为他买一份礼物来真心祝福他的时候，就好像一个人在领奖台上向冠军致意一样，那整个的情况就会改变。
If your colleague get the promotion, you work really hard towards it, you probably will feel jealous and depressed. Instead, you pray to God and truly with a honor and true congratulation and give him a gift. It will be a totally different story, just like someone showed respect to his opponent who got the gold medalist.
我们讲了两点，第一点我们是原谅父母，第二点我们是饶恕我们的对头，现在我们要讲第三点，释放我们自己。
The first, we said we need to forgive our parents. Second, we said we need to love our enemy. The third, we will talk about how to free ourselves.
我听过这样一个遇到故事，说有人为父报仇，然后上山去学艺，等他学完了以后，终于把那个杀父亲的人抓到了，然后学我这样一刀宰了他，是便宜了他，然后把他关在铁笼里，吐他，骂他，凌辱他，一直到他死。但是当他死的时候，他突然明白，到底是这辈子是他关在监狱笼子里呢，还是我关在笼子里？
There was a story talking about a young boy who learned the kung fu to do the vengeance on his family enemy. Finally, he caught the person who killed his father and put that person in a cage and spit on him, scold on him, andmistreat him, do all the bad things on him. Finally, his enemy died in that cage. And on that night, he finally realized and asking him, was the person in the cage he himself or his enemy?
大家知道周伯伦姐妹曾经在站在这里做过的见证吗？她的丈夫因为欺负她、离异她，在外面找了个女人以后，你知道她每天晚上做一个梦，噩梦就是跟这个丈夫打架，一直打到她做奶奶的时候还在打。
Do you still remember our sister Zhou Wenrui once gave the testimony here talking about his ex-husband, how he mistreated her and also find another woman outside the marriage, and she was so hurt, and she every night she had a nightmare fighting with this man until the day she accepted Christ.
大家记得吗？那天礼拜五晚上，当他我信主了，做完这个见证以后，从此以后我晚上就不再做噩梦了。
And she said from that Friday night, gave the testimony, and there was no nightmare anymore.
他还在美国打电话给儿子，说儿子啊，爸爸六十岁了，我看你应该去看看你的老爸。
And why she was here, she remembered her ex-husband's birthday and called her son and said, son, it's your dad's 60 years old birthday. Shouldn't you go and visit him?
所以儿子不明白妈妈，妈妈难道你恨了一辈子就不恨了吗？但是当这个儿子真的去看这个老爸的时候，老爸给他一句话，爸爸对不起你，也对不起你妈。
And the son was asking Sister Zhou Wenrui, Mom, how could you not hate him, the person you hated for all your life? And finally, the son went to visit his dad, and the dad said, I'm sorry, I was wrong to you and your mom.
在圣经中非常清楚，饶恕的原文是什么？释放。如果你能饶恕你的仇敌，上帝说你被释放了。
And in Bible, forgiveness means release. If you can forgive your enemy, and you release yourself.
饶恕是一个双向的释放。当你饶恕并且爱你仇敌的时候，你不仅将他从所犯的罪和所欠我们的债中释放出来，同时我们也把自己给释放出来了。
forgive is a bi-direction release. When we forgive, not only release our enemy from their sin and the debt they owed us, but also we relieve ourselves from the grief.
大家能够把这句话读出来吗？一个人善待别人的时候，就是对自己最好的时候。
There's a verse saying, there is a word saying, the person who treat other people nicely is the best time he treated himself.
大家记得这是谁吗？柴玲。
Do you know 柴玲？
今天是五月四号。
Today is May 4th.
下个月的是什么日子啊？天安门二十五周年的纪念。他当年是天安门广场的总指挥。他最近我看了他的一篇文章。
Next month, June the 4th is the 25th anniversary of Tiananmen Square student movement. Anniversary, 25th anniversary of Tiananmen student movement.
他文章中写到，两年前我谈到饶恕邓小平、李鹏，很多朋友不理解。最近他说我感到有上帝的话在我里面，像火烧一样。我不写出来，我就睡不着觉。于是他就写了一篇很长的文章。
And Chai Ling, who was one of the chief commander of the student movement, and a few days ago he wrote an article about forgiveness. He said, 2 years ago when I talk about forgive Deng Xiaoping, Li Peng, it was kind of ridiculous, but nowadays I feel the Holy Spirit was in me and I couldn't, I feel restless if I do not speak out.
我在电脑上数了一数他的这篇文章，总共写了6792个字，但是95%以上全是大段的经文。
I count the word she wrote in this article was 6,792, but 95% of her articles was quoted from Bible.
我看到它里面有个心，巴不得把上帝的大爱能够传递出去。
I can see her zealous heart that God's word can be spread out.
所以他在这里说，饶恕，他说不是遗忘，不是背叛。也不是放弃六世，而是积极的与上帝同行，行公义，施怜悯。
So here she says, forgiveness is not to forget, not to betray, nor to give up on June the 4th, but actively walk with God, perform His righteousness and display His mercy.
爱仇敌其实不是一个理论，而是一个实际的行动。
Love your enemies is not a theory, but a practical practice.
如果你真的愿意爱仇敌的话，你今天晚上就可以奉神的名，在上帝面前提他的名字为他祷告。
If you really love your enemy, tonight, in the name of God, you pray for your enemy.
我们刚刚信主的时候就经历亲情上的难处，遵照牧师的教导，我们就开始为逼迫我们的人祷告。
And when we were a new Christian, we follow our pastor's advice to pray for our enemies.
当时我们提到与我们对头的人的名字在上帝面前的时候，我们的声音都变样的，我们听不出是自己在讲说什么。
Well, I remember when we mentioned our enemy's name, our voice were weird, and we couldn't even hear what we were talking about.
你想一想，平时你讲到他就咬牙切齿，现在你要奉神的名来祝福他的时候，圣灵在做什么工作？
So, you know, you can imagine when you talk about your enemy before, you were grouch your teeth and full of hatred. Now, in the name of God, you pray to bless him. What will change in the Holy Spirit?
渐渐的，圣灵在我们里面把苦毒都化解了，还生出爱意为他们祝福。
Later, as prayer goes on, bitterness will melt by love coming from the Holy Spirit. Later, we can bless them.
大家记得吗？世界上最厉害的刑罚不是恨，是什么？爱。所以圣经上说，用炭火堆在人的头上，这炭火就是上帝的爱。
Do you know The most severe punishment is not hatred, but love. It's just like a heaping burning coal on somebody's head.
耶稣说到爱仇敌的时候，特别讲到上帝普世的恩典，因为日头照好人也照歹人，降雨给义人也给不义的人。
When Jesus talk about love your enemies, he talks about God's general love towards this world as he raised the sun to shine on the evil and the good and set rains on the righteous and the unrighteous.
神既然怜悯世界上每一个人，既然耶稣是为世人罪死的，那就是说世界上没有一个罪人的罪恶大到神无法赦免。
So as we know, God loves all the people in this world and Jesus died for everyone. So we know, as a result, we know there is no such a thing that big cannot be forgiven by God.
所以这样看来，你我即使深受过伤害，也能够靠着主来原谅我们的敌人。
So we know, even though we're hurt so deeply, but with God's love, we can forgive.
爱仇敌是免了人曾经伤害亏欠我们的罪，并知道我们自己也是罪人。
Forgive, love your enemy means forgive the people who hurt you and release them from their debt, but also means we know we are a sinner as well.
我们要知道我们自己就是欠了耶稣一千万两的人。
We should know we are the person who owes Jesus 10 million silver coins.
但是耶稣免了我们的罪债，并为我们付上死的代价。
Yet Jesus forgive all our sins and pay our debt with his death.
耶稣将爱的炭火堆在了我们头上，我们承受不住这个爱火，我们就向他投降了。
Jesus heaping up all the burning coal of his love on our head, when we cannot bear it, we should give in towards his love.
愿耶稣基督的爱的福音能够成为我们爱仇敌、为逼迫我们的人祷告的动力。
May the love of Jesus Christ and his salvation be the propel force to drive us on the way to forgive our enemies.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear God, we thank you.
我们曾经就是欠了你一千万两的人。
We are the one who once owed you 10 millions.
我们却把欠了我们十两的人下在了监里。
But we put those who owe us 10 silver into the prison.
愿主，当我们在难处的时候能够抬头仰望你的恩典。
God help us to look up onto you when we're in this difficulty.
让我们不仅为自己求，我们也常常为苦害我们的人来求。
Let us not only pray for ourselves, but also the people who mistreat us.
为他的灵魂，也为他的生命中的需要来祈求。
Pray for his soul and his need in his life.
愿我们也因着圣灵的力量，能够将爱的炭火堆在他的头上。
Help us to heap up the burning coal of love on our enemy's head with this power of spirit.
这个目标似乎太远，就让我们从自己的家人开始做起。
Maybe this goal is too far from now. Just help us to start from forgiving our family members.
原谅我们的配偶。
Forgive our spouse.
原谅我们的兄弟。
Forgive our siblings.
原谅我们的父母。
Forgive our parents.
原谅我们的亲戚。
Forgive our relatives.
也让我们原谅我们教会的弟兄姐妹。
Also forgive the brothers and sisters in our church.
或者他们在无意之中伤害了我们。
We may be hurt while they were not knowing.
愿主你的爱生成在我们里面。
May your love grow in our heart.
因着这样，我们能够慢慢的有一天能够爱我们的仇敌。
So gradually someday we can love our enemy.
让我们的生命中能够荣耀你的名。
May our life grow by your name.
求神坚固我们。
God strengthen us.
听我们在你面前的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.